You might not have paid much attention to the race for Washington State Treasurer, but the winner in Tuesday's election will manage a lot of money. Your money. The current treasurer, Democrat Jim McIntyre, is retiring, and the next treasurer is bound to be a Republican. That's because two Republicans were the top vote-getters in the primary, but party affiliation is pretty much one of the only things the two candidates have in common. KUOW's Deborah Wong has their story.
The two men running for state treasurer are both finance professionals, but they come from very different backgrounds. Dwayne Davidson is 57 years old, has three grown children, and he's been in the public sector for most of his life. He's currently serving his fourth term as treasurer of Benton County in eastern Washington, population 190,000, and he's really proud of his government experience.
I've chose this way of life. I think that I have given back to my community in a very, very positive way. I think that that's why the voters have returned me to office.
Michael Waite is 39 years old. He has two young children and lives in Seattle. He came to the U.S. from Australia in the 1990s on the professional tennis circuit. He spent his career working in private companies, including Bill and Melinda Gates' investment firm. He says his level of experience is far superior to Davidson's.
I actually bring the right experience. No one's ever held this job coming from private industry finance with experience dealing in the billions of dollars coming in. My opponent has just millions of dollars of experience, very small-scale local county finance.
Waite is a newcomer to politics. He didn't even vote until last year when he became a U.S. citizen. Although he's running as a Republican, Waite says he considered running as an independent, but decided he couldn't raise enough money that way. So what would Waite and Davidson do differently with the state's billions? Davidson takes a conservative approach. He says the most important role for the treasurer is to be a careful steward of the state's money.
The treasurer just watches the money, monitors the cash flow, does the state's investments, and maintains the state's debt. Not glamorous type of stuff, but very, very essential that someone does that in a very diligent manner, and I believe trying to stay removed from politics as much as possible.
Davidson says he would make the treasurer's office more transparent so that taxpayers and lawmakers can better understand the state's finances. Michael Waite argues the treasurer should be more activist and more innovative. He says he would push for better deals from banks, and he would cut the fees the office pays to outside money managers.
And we have over $100 billion in pension investments, and we spent over $333 million on external consultants last year. And that kind of spending of tax dollars isn't great. We need to do better.
Waite also says he would be more involved in the lawmaking process, and he would help legislators find a way to lower the state's growing debt.
Maybe there's not always the need to borrow. And when there isn't a need to borrow, we do it as little as possible and as efficiently as possible.
But Dwayne Davidson says the role of the treasurer is not to legislate. He says he would focus on collaboration in Olympia.
I have just learned how to deal with other elected officials and trying to work in as bipartisan a fashion. I'm very comfortable about trying to strike the deal that works, trying to find that middle ground that will make everybody happy.
Both men personally oppose a state income tax. That's something the current Democratic treasurer, Jim McIntyre, has been advocating. The two men differ in their views of this year's presidential campaign. Waite says he will not vote for Donald Trump. Davidson says he will not weigh in on the race. And one final note to the story. Dwayne Davidson's wife passed away in May, and he says he almost dropped out of the race. But his three children encouraged him to carry on because that's what his wife would have wanted. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.